You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Really cool update from Channel 5 regarding the iconic heart structure down at the FanFest. They are now saying it may get a permanent home after the World Cup. The giant heart structure at the entrance of the FIFA Fan Festival was not designed to be permanent, but it may get a permanent home in our town at some point. KC 2026 CEO Pam Kramer said organizers are exploring options to keep at least one and possibly more of the structures that Populous designed for a fan fest after the World Cup ends. It's really becoming, she said, the icon of the World Cup, she told reporters this morning. And if you haven't been down there, as you look through it, it is, what is it, Sam? Three stories tall? It is gigantic. And as you look through it, there's the stage, there's the big soccer ball in the middle, and then the World War One monument and museum is like rising in the background behind it. Kramer said that Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt visited the fan festival during its soft opening and predicted the structure will be the defining photo of this event for decades. He said, this is going to be the photo that 30 years from now, when everyone tells their children, I was at the World Cup, this is going to be the photo they point to. I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think the most iconic photo we have seen up to this point was the one on the front page of the Kansas City Star website yesterday, the sea of orange, and one of the fans holding up, what is the smoke bomb, Dan? That's a bad word for it, but celebratory smoke in orange. I think if you have to look at all the photos, and there's been great photojournalism here throughout the World Cup, I think that is the most iconic photo I've seen.
Yeah, the photos, iconic for sure, but as a quote-unquote selfie station, as our very own bean, if you will, like Chicago has, this heart structure is very good.
How big is it? I just have to say, is it three stories, two stories? She actually just said, you see a render sometimes. This is one of those cases where it did not live up to the expectation. You look at the renderings. She goes, you see it. It is even better and bigger than we had hoped.
Yeah, it's like three stories. What is that? 25, 30
feet
tall and wide. And it's a great entrance. But it could also, a lot of people think as well, it could be moved somewhere because you don't want to leave it right there at the memorial, but you could move it to another iconic place
okay,
in
but
the
where?
City.
Where would it belong? And I'm just, and tell us on the text line if you have a different idea. Can you also back up, Dan Witt? If you walk out of Union Station, for those who have not been down to FanFest, where is this heart?
Well, it's up on the lawn of the memorial.
So you can, but from the front doors of Union Station, if you walk out, can you look up that hill and see it or no?
No. You can't see anything from Union Station other than the back of the massive memorial screen.
So to me, it should be more.
None of the fan fest is visible from Union Station.
Okay.
You have to go up the hill.
You have to go up the hill.
And then onto the lawn.
Could they put it down the hill or no?
They could. They could put it in Washington Square Park, and it could be an entrance to the new baseball stadium.
I think the problem with the idea that it wasn't designed to be permanent is probably it wouldn't withstand the weather for multiple seasons.
We'll just paint it.
And also they may say, well, it wasn't designed to be permanent because they built it for the temporary fan festival,
right,
which everything gets taken apart. But everyone's like, this is a really cool looking thing.
Oh,
let's put it somewhere.
There's going to be engagements under that thing. There's going to be wedding photos under that thing. There's just all of the selfies that have been taken under that thing.
And it is an iconic image from all of the fan festivals and all the different host cities and all the things that they have set up. Up there on the lawn, the memorial with that heart, that's the best thing I have seen from any of the cities.
They could put it in the new Barney Alice Plaza when they're done with it.
There you go.
Listen to this. We are all way off. Populous was the firm that designed the heart. It is a 65-foot heart sculpture that serves as the focal point of the festival grounds. We knew that the heart had to be the focal point, they say, but it represents much more than just the shape. It stands for hospitality, ease, the heart of America, and the heart of game in Kansas City. I absolutely love it.
I mean, it's quite the surprise in a sense. It's like, oh, wow, look at this. This is so cool and such a cool thing.
Then it says four audiovisual towers, each more than five stories high, incorporate fountain features designed to evoke Kansas City's fountains when lit. That's cool.
Those towers are really cool. They hold the TVs, basically.
Yeah, sure. God, it's huge.
But yeah, the heart.
Very cool.
And it's lit up. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back this weekend.
I know. Now I'm thinking, okay, we'll figure out some way to get
Dana,
down there this
go
weekend.
Tomorrow.
I do. I want to go see it.
Mm-hmm. Put down the fishing pole and go tomorrow.
An angler will not be told, Dan, when one will go fishing, but I will tell you we are going fishing tonight.
Okay.
Sam, fish ain't going to catch themselves. What am I supposed to do?
You're not going
to
catch them either.
Just because I haven't caught one yet does not mean that I could not catch one at some point, perhaps tonight.
Are you a sporadic fisherwoman or a calm fisherwoman?
I plop down and I sit and I throw that lure out there and I don't move. And one of the things he said to me is you have to sort of move up and down and...
There is magic to it.
The fish are moving, so you should be moving. And I'm like, no, I kind of like the calm and the sunset, and I just want to sit here.
You have to emulate the food that they
It's probably
would want
why
to eat.
I haven't
You
caught
just
want
to lay on the bank, tie off the line to your toe.
That's what I want
to
do.
Drop it in the water.
Drop it in the water and see what happens. Mm-hmm. When we get back, there's a new twist in the legal fight over a $12.8 million winning lottery ticket. At first, one worker who clocked out and claimed the ticket was his was involved in this. Then we figured out there was an original woman who actually purchased the ticket. She's now involved. We'll tell you who the third person is staking claim to this ticket. Sam, you're going to roll your eyes. A judge is now going to have to figure it out. Can't they just all split it? We'll have the answer for you on Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.